competencies and competency assessments. Effective workplace training initiatives are directly linked to the implementation of professional and regulatory standards as well as facility policies and procedures. IPs and healthcare professionals have expected competencies they must acquire in order to perform their duties correctly. The IP is responsible for developing a training program for HCP that is focused on competency-based skill development. Competencies detail the specific outcomes or job expectations as indicated by role, work setting, and professional standards and facility accepted benchmarks or best practices in the field. The focus is on the demonstration of individual competence by benchmarking rather than a comparison to fellow HCP or peers. For example, HCP may be required to demonstrate their abilities in assisted glucose monitoring and specimen handling. The benchmarking process also ensures ongoing evaluation and monitoring. To be successful, it is important that HCP be able to put new knowledge into practice and consistently apply this knowledge regardless of the setting. As referenced in APIC Text 3, Education and Training, Xu et al. Asserted that competency statements are broad and need to be aligned with specific statements of activity or performance that are measurable. The same chapter notes that Carrico et al. Proposed the following measurable competency objectives. Describe the role of microorganisms in disease. Describe how microorganisms are transmitted in healthcare settings. Demonstrate SP and TBP for all patient contact in healthcare settings. Describe occupational health practices that protect HCP from acquiring infections. Describe occupational health practices that prevent HCP from transmitting infections to patients. Demonstrate ability to problem solve and apply knowledge to recognize, contain, and prevent infection transmission. Describe the importance of healthcare preparedness for a natural or human-made infectious disease disaster. Just as HCP should be engaged in ongoing education and training, so too should the IP be engaged in ongoing IPC education. Such education may be based on APIC's competency model, which focuses on the following six domains. Leadership. IPs use leadership skills to establish a clear vision for IPCPs throughout the continuum of care. Professional stewardship. The continuously changing world of healthcare and infection prevention requires dedicated stewards that allow the profession to develop, adjust, and uphold a respectable and reliable reputation. Quality improvement. A fundamental framework that IPs must use to systematically improve care and reduce infections within their healthcare setting and throughout the continuum of care. IPC operations. Highlights specific future-oriented competency content that crosses clinical, technical, and leadership subdomains. IPC informatics. Information and diagnostic technologies and their applications are rapidly evolving and highly dynamic. IPs must remain proficient in using and leveraging systems to input, analyze, extract, and manage data to support and drive data integrity, streamlining of processes, innovative IPC practices, and positive patient outcomes. Research. Research is an essential skill set that supports and advances the IPC field. Checklist-based competencies. HCP competency validation can take advantage of numerous checklists developed to validate specific HCP competencies. An example of a checklist-based competency validation for donning and doffing PPE is presented elsewhere. Note that a validation commonly used is a return demonstration. A return demonstration is an activity in which HCP demonstrate proper exercise of a given competency by performing the required processes as they were taught. This demonstration can occur after orientation, on an annual basis, or due to a specific need, such as an identified gap or breach in practice. Competency audits, process surveillance and performance monitoring. Audits are direct observations of HCP practices in the healthcare setting, often facilitated using checklists. Audits, process surveillance, and performance monitoring are terms that are often used interchangeably. When conducting audits on IPC practices, for example, hand hygiene, the IP should also observe things such as glove use, not only to verify that they are used correctly, but also to confirm that incorrect practices, for example, wearing two pairs of gloves in lieu of HH, are not taking place. IPs should provide feedback to staff on their compliance with IPC practices and establish goals for improvement. Exhibit 3-32 shows a sample audit checklist for transmission-based precautions, TBP. Exhibit 3-32, competency example for TBP. Caution must be exercised when doing observations to prevent the Hawthorne effect, a situation in which practice improves when participants are aware they are being observed. For example, HCP may more carefully comply with hand hygiene procedures when they are aware they are being watched. As such, it is important to use unannounced and unobtrusive methods to monitor practices such as hand hygiene. To do so, techniques such as a secret shopper can be used to observe and document hand hygiene compliance. Secret shoppers may be other HCP, social services, recreation, certified nursing assistants, or trained volunteers who are asked to observe and report on actual practices. Organizations may also train secret shoppers to perform just-in-time education, enabling them to offer immediate feedback to correct identified issues. Individual competence should be validated in advance.